And Kyle said yesterday, good teams want to be great. Got to take care of home field. That's something you think about every year, and it's pretty important.
That's very important. That's pretty much every team says the same thing in the beginning of the year. We want to take care of the house, and then, you know, do what we need to do on the road to have a home, you know, home mentality as far as the team is concerned. But, you know, home is always important. You want to take care of the house.
Coach, there's a lot of speed on Seattle. See that on tape? How's that affected you guys particularly this week?
Well, they have a lot of speed. They run the quick passing attack, quick hitters as far as the run is concerned. So, you know, our job is to be where we're supposed to be. Every play. You can't take a play off. You can't guess to see if something's going to happen that, you know, maybe that you saw early in the game that you're going to try to guess to see it's going to happen again. Or you have to play your responsibility on every snap in order for that speed not to get in the second level.
Probably a guy like Matt Hasselbeck, Champ was just saying a moment ago, that's a veteran guy, under center, who doesn't quite get maybe the credit he deserves, but so he can really, you can't rattle a guy like that. Could you speak to that for
me? No, I mean, he's seen it all. I mean, obviously he's been in the league a long time. Not only been in the league a long time, he's successful. I mean, if you look at some of his stats as far as career numbers in some of the categories, he's right up there, I think top three in some of them. So that means he's doing a great job playing that position. And obviously, you know, being in Seattle, I guess, I don't know whether people want to give him the credit that he deserves, but we do. We look at tape, we see what he can do, putting the ball where it needs to be to his guys and getting the ball out of his hands fast. So we respect him here. I mean, you don't win a season with the first game, and you don't lose a season with the first game. It's something that you have to take care of errors, whether win, lose, or draw in that first game. Obviously, you want to win the first game. You want to win every game. But if you do come up on the short side of that stick, you want to make sure you correct the things you need to correct in order to start that next week and, you know, hopefully get a victory. So we understand the situation. We understand, you know, one loss does not doom us this season. We have to make sure we handle the responsibilities and the mistakes that we made in, you know, assisting a good Jacksonville team on their way to a victory. We can't do that to good teams.
Do you feel like you have a handle on this Seattle team offensively, what they're going to try to do to you with the new staff?
We're going to prepare for what we've seen and what we think could possibly happen. But you can't cover everything. You have to let your rules and your eyes as far as your keys take you to where the ball is going to be. So you can't, you know, there's no way we're going to know everything they're going to do, even if we saw every tape, because in the scheme that they run, they'll throw out a whole bunch of different packages and formations to try to confuse you. So we just have to handle what we see, make adjustments from there, and play ball.
Were you impressed Vickerson was able to come in and give you guys some reps there, considering you've just been here a week?
No. I saw what he did in practice for us. And so, you know, what he is size-wise, if he can continue to do what he did last week, that's going to add tremendous rotation up front for those, Bean and Jamal and Jamal, I said Jamal already. But Bannon, JB, yeah.
Champ talked a little bit about how he feels like the only bonus of being at home is an advantage of snap count. Do you think that home field has kind of disappeared now, league-wide, the last few years? Would you agree?
It's still up to us, because at the end of the day, the crowd will be in it if we're going out handling our business. And the crowd will be loud. You know, we'll have that that snap count on the defensive side of the ball to our favor. And as far as the offense is concerned, the crowd is not obviously going to be roaring as loud, so they can make all their checks without hesitation. So it really goes back to us, though. We can't depend on anybody else to help us along. Obviously, we would love for that crowd to be standing on their feet the whole game and yelling the whole game. That just adds to what we are already doing on the field, but it's up to us to start that thing off. All right.
From a safety's point of view, what do you see out the young tight end against
him? They're trying to get him the ball, I'll tell you that much. You know, they're putting him in situations where he's flexed out and getting one-on-one. So, obviously, that means that he's a guy that they feel has a lot of talent. And they're trying to get him the ball, so he's definitely a key component to their offense for us to pay attention to.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.